time to talk about a brand new book from friend of the show, Jack Cashman, who's cranking them out these days like I thought only Stephen King could do. Jack, how are you?
I'm very good, but I'm no Stephen King.
Well, we had you on not too long ago to talk about your wonderful book, An Irish Immigrant Story. Your new one is entitled Three Steps to the Making of an Assassin, and it is a fascinating tale of a couple of rough-and-tumble guys who grow up in Old Town. Jack and Bruce, do these bear any relationship to real-life people?
It's a total fiction.
Well, it is a very interesting story. They are fast as friends can be, getting some scraps along the way. Tough, but as you point out, not as tough as they think they are. And then their paths diverge. Jack goes on to college and eventually law school, and Bruce off to Vietnam. This was certainly a time in America when the choices weren't always clear for people, and the path you took might have some bumps along the way.
No, you know, like everything, it is a fictional novel, but there is some truth in there. I think every writer puts a little bit of himself into their work. But the Jack and Bruce, as it begins with the you know, the Vietnam, one person going to Vietnam and the other one going on to college. That was all too true back in the 60s, where, you know, a lot of people were drafted and sent to Vietnam at a very young age, 17, 18 years old. It was a very difficult time. And, you know, it depended a lot upon the future that you would have, whether you ended up in college or in Vietnam. It had a lot to do with where you ended up in life.
Well, and which path you took, as happens to these characters, often has to do with family situation and how much money you had.
Yeah, and sadly, you know, other than an event like World War II, where everybody was involved, a lot of the wars since then have been, it's just been poor people that fight the wars, which is sad. But that was true in the age of Vietnam. Most of the people who were sent over there, the young men who were sent over there, didn't come from a wealthy family.
So Jack, the character of Jack, stays home, ends up going to college and on to law school. And Bruce, as happened to so many young men, finds himself changed fairly quickly by his experiences in Vietnam.
Yes. And of course, as I said, it is a fictional story. And that part is certainly fiction, but it's I think it makes for an interesting novel.
Well, it sure does. He ends up getting involved with the CIA, and as you might guess from the title, Three Steps to the Making of an Assassin, without giving too much away, he takes on that role as a member of the CIA. And then, as life goes on, it's law school for Jack's character, a love affair that doesn't quite pan out, and then some, I guess, is it safe to say some bad decisions that Bruce makes?
Well, he ends up involved with a crime family, and nothing good can come from that. So at the end, they rejoin forces to try to make sense out of everything, and I think it ends well. So,
which sure does. Some interesting, always, of course, because so much of it takes place here in Maine, and we know the locales, but some familiar names pop up as well. People like Jerry Conley show up in the book. Are you simply using the names of people that you know, or are there some elements of their characters that make their way into these fictionalized characters?
Well, the real Jerry Conley is a lawyer, and in the book he is. But yeah, Jerry and I are friends, and I do that just to, I guess, kind of give them a laugh when they read the book. They see their own name in there. But Jerry and I are good friends, and he actually is an attorney, and in the book he's an attorney, so there's some reality there.
We're talking with Jack Cashman. His new book is called Three Steps to the Making of an Assassin, and I'm sure growing up in that time period and coming of age, as you did in the late 1960s and early 70s, I'm sure you had friends who found themselves involved in the war and people on opposing sides who didn't like what was happening in Vietnam. Are you ever able to fully resolve those disagreements about the direction our country went in those days?
But you know, you had to be very sensitive about that. I mean, I did not serve in Vietnam, and I was against the war. But for my friends who came back from serving there, you had to be very careful not to be so critical. What they did was a very great sacrifice on their part, and they did it on behalf of their country. And to criticize the war or criticize their effort when they came back, you had to be very careful not to do that. You might not have liked the war, but you certainly couldn't blame the young men and women who fought in it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think of what Ken Burns told us when we talked with him about his Vietnam War series. You honor and respect the warriors even if you didn't agree with the war.
Oh, absolutely. The sacrifice that those men and women made, and today the sacrifice that people in the service make, you have to respect it and honor it. And you may not have liked the position the country put those people in, but they didn't choose it either. They were serving their country.
Well, it's a very compelling read, Three Steps to the Making of an Assassin. And you've got an event coming up later on this week at the Briar Patch, right?
Yes, tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. We'll be at the Briar Patch signing both the book that you and I have been talking about and as well as the first book, The Irish Immigrant Story. If you have a copy of that and it isn't signed, you want to bring it down. Or if you want to buy a copy, they'll be for sale at the Briar Patch, and I'll be glad to sign both books.
Well, man, it's a terrific read. It's hard to put it down. I went through it in one night because I had to find out what happened with both Jack and Bruce in this one. Love the book, Three Steps to the Making of an Assassin. Jack, thank you so much as always, and people should head on down to the Briar Patch and see you tomorrow night, get the book, and get it signed.
Thanks, Rich. Always a pleasure talking with you.
All right. Thank you so much, Jack.